Kid News fans, did you know there's a way to hear the news without hearing ads? Parents and teachers can subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts to not only ditch the commercials, but also unlock access to future bonus episodes and other exclusives from the Starglow Media Network. That means ad-free listening of Kid News every weekday, plus ad-free episodes of Mysteries About True Histories for riddle-obsessed adventurers, Girl Tales for a fun spin on fairy tales, Music Land Stories to help young music lovers catch the beat, and audiobooks adapted for young listeners with classic titles, including Little Women and Moby Dick. Visit starglowmedia.com/subscribe to sign up for Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen. That's starglowmedia.com/subscribe.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. It's Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. And we begin with a 9-year-old boy from Virginia pounding the pavement for a good cause. Mateo Lambert has run 120 miles this year and raised more than $65,000, all to help children battling cancer. Mateo first ran in a charity race 2 years ago and came in second place for his age group. But he told his dad he wasn't interested in hanging around after the race to collect his medal. He said he'd just done the 5K to support people like his grandfather, who is a cancer survivor. With the help of his family, Mateo is starting his own organization called the Off the Charts Club to continue helping and visiting kids with cancer in hospitals across the country while also participating in charity races. In Washington, D.C., House Democrats have announced they will charge President Trump with 2 articles of impeachment. One is abuse of power for allegedly putting his political concerns over the national interest, and the other is obstruction of Congress, because Democrats claim the president stonewalled or tried to stop the investigations. Mr. Trump and his fellow Republicans strongly disagree with these charges. So what happens next? The House Judiciary Committee will likely vote on these articles in the next week. If they pass, as expected, the full House would take a vote before Christmas on whether to impeach the president and then send the case to the Senate for a trial beginning early in the new year. In international news, the world's youngest prime minister has just been sworn into office. Sanna Marin is Finland's new leader, and she's only 34 years old. Marin was nominated by her Social Democratic Party. The previous leader stepped down after losing the confidence of his government over his handling of a postal strike. Marin was first elected to parliament 4 years ago and said her party's values of equality, freedom, and peace appealed to her when she first got into politics. She now leads a coalition of 4 other parties, all headed by women, and all but one are under the age of 35. Sometimes it pays to hold on to things. At least that was the case for a perfectly preserved copy of Marvel's first ever comic book. It sold recently at an auction in Dallas to an anonymous buyer for a record $1.26 million. Published in 1939, it features a superhero called the Human Torch and was first bought for just 10 cents. According to the auction house, the book was in outrageously good condition, and it's without question the granddaddy of all Marvel comics, because without it, we wouldn't have all the characters that came after, including Spider-Man, Ant-Man, the Hulk, and at least 59 more. Nothing says it's the holidays like a log in the fireplace giving off the scent of chicken? KFC is selling this special artificial log for the second year, and just like in 2018, the insanely popular item sold out in a matter of hours last weekend. It's made by EnviroLog using 100% recycled wax cardboard, meaning it's fairly eco-friendly. And because it costs only $19, it could be a popular gift. KFC does have a warning on its website that the scent may attract bears or hungry neighbors, and, for obvious reasons, also cautions against putting your face too near the fire to smell the fried chicken. And that's it for Kid News. Now, the Kid News Quiz. A 9-year-old boy is running in a lot of races, raising money for what cause? Helping children who are battling cancer. What's the age of Finland's new prime minister? 34. What does an artificial fire log that sold out last weekend smell like? Fried chicken. How much did Marvel's first ever comic book sell for back in 1939? Only 10 cents. In one for the road, Marin may be Finland's youngest ever head of state and the youngest currently in the world. However, she is not the youngest in world history. Conservative British politician William Pitt became prime minister at the age of 24, but that was back in 1783. Here in the U.S., the president must be at least 35 years old to serve. Before we go, today's Kid News birthday shoutouts go to Bennett in Woodstock, Georgia, Gavin in Catonsville, Maryland, and Lily in Chicago, Illinois. And a Kid News hello to Mrs. Carraza's 6th to 8th grade social studies class at Mount Olive Middle School in Budlake, New Jersey. Thanks for listening. We hope you tune in for more Kid News tomorrow morning.